Ja, ich möchte jetzt nach diesen Reaktionen dem Erik das Wort geben, dass er Punkte aufgreifen kann, aber vor allen Dingen auf die Frage nochmal eingeht, die war bei allen nochmal sehr deutlich da. Wer treibt eigentlich uns oder diese notwendigen Prozesse an? Sind das Anreize, die der Markt bieten soll, der berühmte ominöse Markt? Ist es die Politik, die klug genug sein sollte, uns da die richtigen Rahmensetzungen zu geben? Ist es vielleicht ein Preisgefälle, was sich da irgendwo auftut? Ist es eine religiöse Komponente, die da eine Rolle spielt? Und ich habe in dem Buch eine Vielfalt von sehr unterschiedlichen Antworten gesehen, die aber nicht irgendwo in einem System zueinander standen, sondern zum Teil assoziativ nebeneinander gestanden haben. Aber ich glaube, da vor allen Dingen, wo wir ja hier auch so ein bisschen die Kontroverse hatten, Effizienzrevolution, industrielle Revolution, die wir nicht nur in Deutschland haben müssen, sondern die wir weltweit brauchen, um aus den Dilemmata überhaupt rauszukommen, aus den großen Krisen herauszukommen. Dafür brauchen wir, glaube ich, noch mehr die Antwort, wo sind die Steuerungsmöglichkeiten? Im Weltmaßstab bei 6,5 Milliarden Menschen jetzt und 9 Milliarden in 2050.
So, I think one of our cultural biases is that we want a silver bullet, a magic unified solution that will get us to where we are. But ultimately, cultures will change by all of these elements that you just listed. We need those influentials, they're not just early adapters, pioneers. They're individuals who, perhaps out of altruism, perhaps because of enlightened self-interest, because maybe they have a long-term view of the future rather than just thinking within their own lifetime. Whatever the reason, people who say, you know what, the most important thing I can do with my life is transform the culture to really recenter it on sustainability. And I'm a teacher, so I have influence over my school. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to integrate sustainability into the curriculum. I'm going to put pressure on the school, the cafeteria, to change dietary norms and create a sustainable food system rather than a reinforcing consumer diet, and so on. So it's going to be up to, and I hate to say it because it's cliched, but literally anyone who's hearing this message in this room who sees themselves not as consumers, but as individuals who have influence over cultural norms. You all shape cultural norms in your little social group, but also through your career, through the media that you're engaged with. You know, the media has become much more democratized in recent years, and we can use those tools to really shape people, and especially those in positions of high power have even more influence. So no matter where you are, you have an influence over redirecting cultural norms. And that's what I'm talking about. 83% of the world has access to television. And it might be the 500 million people that consume the most, but there's over 1 billion people that are in the consumer class, and all 83% of the world's people that see television are shaped by consumer influences. And they don't just want that lifestyle because they see it, but as I was trying to explain with the cultural engineering going on by consumer interests, it's intentionally fed to us. The social norms are played with, manipulated to stimulate our desires to consume. I read a great article recently, too, one about how Disney uses anthropologists to study teenage male behavior because they're not consuming enough Disney stuff. So they needed to figure out how we can use them better and figure out their cultural patterns so we can sell stuff to them better. They're smart. They want to sell more and more. And in another one, there was a discussion of how pets were becoming more and more common in India, and how the industry was really stimulating consumption there. And even more recently, there was an article in the International Herald Tribune just last week about how the donut industry is trying to figure out how to flavor their donuts to sell to Chinese market. Right? This is they tried it before, but they were too sweet. The whole industry flopped, and now they're trying it again. I mean, the goal is to stimulate consumerism, to sell us high consumption lifestyles. And so no matter how efficient we become, if this is the cultural model, we will eventually destroy the Earth's systems and ourselves in the process. And I should actually be clear, we won't destroy the Earth systems. We will change them to a state that we are no longer adapted to. Right? The Earth will be fine, but we will be the ones who suffer from that shift. So it's up to us to actually make these cultural shifts, and really drive that forward, regardless of which tool we have, whether we're engaged with whichever institution we have influence over. But we can no longer think that changing our light bulbs are enough, but we have to aggressively change our cultures to center on sustainability.